G'day, it's Moffy. Today is September 28. South Australia went into darkness on this day back in 2016.
The cause of a blackout remains a mystery. The government has hosed down concerns outages could become more common when the state loses a power station within months.
I'd hate to see it go out for a few hours on a 40-degree day, something like that.
Well, we thought it was just us, but then we looked at the street and even the shopping centre, everything was gone.
A massive statewide blackout saw the place without electricity for 3 days in some areas. In 2018, more than 4,000 people were killed and over 10,500 injured following the Sulawesi earthquake.
Rescuers there digging through destroyed buildings, through huge mounds of debris for any survivors. This after Friday's monstrous earthquake and the disastrous tsunami that followed that earthquake, with the death toll expected to climb much higher.
The song Hey Jude hit number one for the Beatles in the US in 1968.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
It stayed there for 9 weeks. In 1987, the Sun newspaper in the UK reported that Elton John removed the larynxes of his guard dogs to stop them from barking. The story was untrue and Elton sued, reaching a settlement of about £1 million and a front page apology. Garth Brooks made history in 1991. His album Rope in the Wind became the first ever country record to debut at number one on the Billboard pop charts.
Burning bridges, one by one. What I'm doing can't be undone.
Birthdays today, an Australian politician and former New South Wales Premier Bob Carr turned 73.
74% of Australians think there is enough of us already.
Former rugby league player Shane Webke is 46.
Webke, out wide, gets up and takes a swing at Phil Bailey. Webke and Bailey, they stand and go toe-to-toe. Tellers goes in.
And singer and actress Hilary Duff is 33 today.
Here's my little herb garden. Trying really hard to have a green thumb. I just don't. It's really convenient to not have to go to the store to get, like, chives or something.
And it all happened today, September 28th.